You've talked a lot about different aspects of your life in your songs, and I'm sure that that has before brought certain people who have certain things in common with you out of the woodwork, out of the audience. Has that happened as well with this set of songs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm hearing from adoptees and birth mothers from all over the world. It's a beautiful process, really.
Would you recommend adoption?
Oh, yeah. I think adoption is necessary and important. I think it's important also to be open. I'm very much for adoption in the light of day. No secrets, no lies. And I think that's the trend. And I think sooner or later that closed adoption is going to be over with. But we got a big battle, you know. People from my generation, our birth certificates are sealed by the government. And I can't go get my real birth certificate. My birth certificate is a forgery. It has my adoptive parents' names on it.
It was only recently that you worked up the courage to call your birth mother and reach out to her. How did you make that phone call?
Oh, that was the hardest thing I've ever done. In a life of doing hard things, that was the hardest thing I've ever done. I found a private detective who was able to access the records at from St. Vincent de Paul's in New Orleans, which is where I was adopted. And she was able to locate my mother in 3 days. And I asked her if she would contact my mother and let her know that she had been found and that her now grown-up daughter wanted to meet her. And so the private detective contacted her and gave her my information, and she didn't call me. And 6 months went by. And so I said, well, I'm going to have to call her, and I'm going to make a deadline for myself before Christmas. And so it got to be about the week before Christmas, and I just circled the phone for about 2 hours, and then I picked it up and dialed the number. And I got the dang voicemail. And so I didn't leave a message. I hung up, and I kept circling for about another 45 minutes and did it again, and she answered.
Hello, hello, say something. Don't leave me hanging here like this. If there's something right to say right now, I don't know what it is. This is the hardest thing I've ever done.
You were born in New Orleans and then raised in Baton Rouge and
went
to LSU for a little while.
I did. A long while. I went to 5.5 years of LSU.
Having grown up in Baton Rouge, what's it like to be back here? Are you glad to be?
Oh, you know, everything has a memory. You know, just seeing the Drusilla Lane sign, like, oh, geez, my dad lived off of Drusilla. And for a really tough period of my life, I lived with him there. And it was just, oh, my God, it was just a hurricane house. And, you know, I look around and things are popping up that I haven't thought of in a long, long time. We carry so much in our memories that we don't think of. And so it's a walk down memory lane for me.
Are there ways that you see your upbringing in Louisiana show up in your music, in addition to just the stories, but in the style, too, of the sounds that you're drawn to?
My musical partner who's here with me today, Tanya Elizabeth, is from French-speaking Canada. If we were to do our genealogy, an awful lot of us Louisianians go back to the expulsion from Canada. And so the sound of the violin on the record and the sound that I'm going to continue traveling with as long as she'll have me is the root of what I'm coming from, where I'm coming from musically. She's rooted in that music.
Born a bastard child in New Orleans to a woman I've never seen. I don't know if she ever held me. All I know is she let go of me. So I pass through like thunder. I pass through like rain. Passed out from under. Goodbye could have been my family